bulls, bears, and the largest gathering of free minds on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth TV, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple with none other than one of the world's top 20 living economists and founder and producer of both the Freedom Fest and the Global Financial Summit. Dr. Mark Skousen joins us again, and he's going to give us some insight on what's going on in the markets and why you should be attending Freedom Fest this year. Welcome back to the show, Mark. It's great to have you here again at Unlock Your Wealth TV.
My pleasure. Nice to be with you, Heather.
Well, we've had quite a year so far in the markets. From your macroeconomic perspective, are we in a bear market, and are the bears going to come out to play for long, and are the bulls still around, maybe lurking in some particular market sectors that we're not seeing?
I don't think there's anything that suggests to me that we have ended forever the bull market that we've experienced, the American exceptionalism, the fact that the U.S. stock market has outperformed every other country fund for the last 120 years. The Biden administration is doing a number of actions that are negative, but I think they can be reversed. And also, we need to remember that the Trump tax cuts and to some extent the deregulatory environment is still with us. Biden has not been able to reverse all of that except with some of his executive orders. And then the giving out of all this free money and so forth is putting us in a new level of higher inflation, and that's causing the Fed to raise rates for the first time in a dozen years, so, or since the 2008-2009 crisis. So I do think there's a great reset going on temporarily of rising interest rates, rising inflation, reversing the 40 years of declining inflation and declining interest rates. So I call it the great reset. And I do think you have to adjust your portfolio with that situation. So I do think we're entering a new era of higher inflation. We're not Venezuela, fortunately. We're not going through a period of hyperinflation. Yes, we promise you. No, Biden isn't that stupid. Who knows? But it does suggest that you need to adjust your portfolio. I've been very stressful toward commodity investing, particularly energy stocks, fossil fuels, oil and gas stocks have been very good, uranium. Even gold has at least held its own. Gold has is surprisingly not as responsive as I thought it would be to the highest inflation in 40 years. You'd expect gold to be at 2,500 or higher, and it's struggling between $1,800 and $1,900 an ounce. Silver has actually dropped sharply, so it's lost its momentum. Of course, the technology stocks and the U.S. market has really are in a bear market. There's no question in my mind that you've seen a collapse. And this fits very nicely with the Austrian theory of the business cycle, of which I'm a devoted follower, as you are, and others in this business. The Mises and Hayek warned us that you can't have easy money without causing artificial bubbles in the financial markets. We've seen it in real estate. We see it in the stock market and technology. The markets, there's a lot of positive things going on, but the technology got overvalued. Everybody knew it. We just didn't know when it was going to end. And so in 2020, it's ended. The bull market has ended. So I think it's going to be a while for us. I think we're trying to reach a bottom right now, and maybe we will reach it sometime this summer. There is some optimism politically, and we can talk about that as well, because the Republicans are, if if they have any sense at all, if the voters have any sense at all, they should reinstate the Republicans on Capitol Hill, both in the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. So there's some reason to be optimistic.
Well, I know that as a subscriber to your publications, I've really enjoyed the profits from my Fast Money Alert and some of your more aggressive trading strategies. So what, you know, with these positive vibes that you are hoping that are going to come with some of the changes and maybe midterm elections, we might see some change also. What are you having people pivot to right now?
So we're still very much into the energy plays. We like Enterprise Products Partners. It's a pipeline company. EPD is the symbol. We like ExxonMobil, XOM. That's hitting a new high or 52-week highs. Considering that they almost collapsed in March of 2020, that's a pretty interesting experience when the futures market turned negative for oil and gas, and now oil prices are back over $100 a barrel. It's pretty amazing recovery. So we're still bullish in that area.
I'm in that, by the way. I do have a position. So
those are really good investments. The other thing that's interesting is infrastructure investing. We have a recommendation with the Brookfield Infrastructure Fund or Corporation, BIPC is a symbol. That stock is up by double digits this year. So we've done really well with that one. And of course there's some other positions, but they're pretty special. They're pretty unique. Most, GLD, our gold position, is about break even. It's up maybe 1% this year, but that's better than losing 45%. You know, I quote frequently from my book, The Maxims of Wall Street, which is in its 10th anniversary edition. And there's a great quote in there by the late Dick Russell of Dow Theory Letters. And he said that in a bear market, the winner is he who loses the least. So we're outperforming, we're losing money in our portfolio this year. But because we have a few winners, we've offset we beat the averages. We're down about 6% this year, but the market is down 12 to 25%. So we feel lucky that we have, we've done decent, and we are certainly poised. We've cut back on some of our technology positions, but we're poised to benefit when the market turns around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even with a little bit of the spankings that we've had over the past few weeks, I'm still ahead with all of my picks from you. So keep up the good work, Mark.
Right. Now, thank you.
One of the things that, as you know, we Unlock Your Wealth has been a part of Freedom Fest for almost a decade now. And the big piece that I think is critical right now, especially with what's going on, because everybody's nervous in the marketplace. Everybody's already saying it's a bear market. While there are certain things that may indicate that, other things are offsetting that. And the best place I can think of at the largest gathering of free minds is your special summit, the Global Financial Summit. Why is it more important this year than any other to be attending?
Well, our theme is the turning of the tide, and we think that as an election year, this is the turning of the tide politically. Republicans are likely to take Capitol Hill, and that will create gridlock because you're still going to have a president who really doesn't have a clue what is going on in the world, but he's not going to be able to engage in much bad legislation because the House and the Senate are going to reject any of the radical legislation that he has proposed. So there is a turning of the tide there. I also think culturally there's a turning of the tide with Elon Musk taking over Twitter or forcing these companies to stop their ridiculous cancellation policies. So we have a turning of the tide there. And then finally, we have this great reset that I've talked about, higher inflation, higher interest rates. So We do a three-day investment conference called the Global Financial Summit. One of our special events is the Global Economic Summit, where we talk about what's happening around the world. So we have Roberto Salinas, who is our moderator, talking about Latin America. We have Steve Forbes and Steve Moore talking about North America, what's happening in the United States and Canada. We have Barbara Combe coming from Vienna, Austria, talking about Europe and dealing with the Russian, the Ukraine situation, the war going on there that is not going well for Putin and the Russians. And then we have Jim Rogers and several other people who are talking about Asia, China, and so forth. So in addition, we're having a really cool debate on cryptocurrencies. We have Alec Green and John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods Markets. They're up against Max Borders and Brian Robinson, who are experts on crypto and Bitcoin, having an argument as to whether we're in a financial bubble with cryptocurrencies, or if in my own view, this is a very real technology, the blockchain technology behind crypto, and the fact that people are looking for alternatives to the dollar indicates to me that, yes, it could be like a dot-com in the sense that crypto is trying to figure out where they are, and they've got 3,000 cryptocurrencies and coins out there. Obviously, there's going to be a falling out and a cleaning up, and we'll see who the winners are. But once the winners are established, I think it's going to be very real. So we have this big debate going on that I think will be very helpful. And then we have experts who are coming in, talks about the potential tax increases. We're going to address directly what our three biggest threats are: inflation, taxation, and government control. We've got those three big factors. And so we have Jim Rogers coming in from Asia. We have some of our gold bugs like Doug Casey and Adrian Day and Ben Simmons. They're coming and talking about the mining companies and gold and silver and all that sort of thing. But income investing as well, that's an area that I focus on, dividend paying stocks. We have Jim Woods coming in, who's my co-author with Fast Money Alert, and we're focusing on energy and some other ways to protect you on the upside or on the downside with the market. So I'm really excited about the event. And then Steve Forbes and I are going to have a breakfast Saturday morning. And our topic is the future of American exceptionalism. I mentioned before how the U.S. markets have outperformed all other markets. Well, will that trend to continue? And what policies do we need as the United States of America? What kind of domestic and foreign policies do we need to maintain or to change in order to maintain our status as the number one superpower? We know that China is threatening that power and they want to take over, and they have a very different model than we do. Our model is based on freedom, and their model is based on control, state top-down control and social engineering. And this is a dangerous policy, very destructive. And so we need to have our own policy that we show to the world that our policy is better than the Chinese model. So there's a lot of great things happening, and we know that you're going to be there. I think we have you down moderating some panels and being involved. I know you do interviews and so forth there, and we have a huge section of media coming. We have Kennedy from Fox Business as our moderator, our master of ceremonies for all 4 days. We're very excited about that. She's talking about doing her show there. And we have John Cleese, the British actor and comedian, talking about not only his own comedy, but he's going to talk about the cancel culture, which he's very much opposed to. And we have two senators, the two most libertarian senators there, are going to update us on what's going on in the legislation that will affect us as investors. So we have Senator Rand Paul coming and Senator Mike Lee. We have Glenn Beck, who just said that he's coming. We have Betsy DeVos, the former U.S. Department of Education, who's going to be talking about the importance of education. I mean, it's mind-boggling in my mind. We have now 250 speakers. It's just an incredible experience. Your head will be spinning coming there and meeting, turning around and meeting so many famous people. Everybody should. We're just really excited about it. In fact, we have 2,000 people who have already signed up, including speakers and exhibitors. So it's really going to be quite a fantastic event. It's at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas. We're back in Vegas after our trip to South Dakota. That was a lot of fun last year. But we're back in Vegas this year, and the dates are July 13th through the 16th at the Mirage Hotel. And if people go to freedomfest.com and use the code EAGLE, EAGLE, they get $50 off the registration fee.
Excellent. And Unlock Your Wealth fans also have their own special promo code, which is UNLOCK50, to also be able to gather their discount. And two of my favorite people that I'm looking forward to meeting are Ben Stein and Art Laffer. So,
yeah, Ben Stein and Art Laffer. You know, I arranged this because 20 years ago, Ben Stein spoke at our first, what was, and the only Fee Fest, the precursor to Freedom Fest 20 years ago. And I invited him back because you've all seen him in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where he acts as the boring professor. And he says, does anyone know about what's this called? The Laffer Curve. And it was called Voodoo Economics. So we're going to debate with Art Laffer. It's going to be so much fun to see them on the stage together debating whether supply side and the Laffer Curve is voodoo economics. And sadly, I mean, Ben Stein actually favors taxing the rich more. I can't believe he believes this, but so he's going to debate that with Art Laffer. Should the rich people be taxed more? And by the way, our mock trial this year is on legalization, drug legalization. Is that the wrong way to go? There's some pros and cons there. That's generated a lot of interest as well. And finally, we do things more than just financial. We have Michael Shermer, publisher of Skeptic Magazine, debating Eric Matakis, who is a popular social media conservative who has written a book called Is Atheism Dead? You know, it was before, Is God Dead? Well, now the question is atheism dead, with new information, new archaeology, and new ideas that are coming out there? So that's going to be a fun debate as well. So we have the Anthem Film Festival. We got the Libertarian Comedy Fest for the first time. It's really going to be a rock and roll event, and I'm really hoping people can go to freedomfest.com and sign up with the code that you gave them. What was the code again?
UNLOCK50.
UNLOCK50. There you go.
Eureka Summit, Sharks and Angels Live.
Yes, we do.
Version Summit, Comedy Festival. There's a couple other ones. Oh, the Wilder Summit. So there's stuff that we haven't even announced yet.
Yeah, that's true.
That we've been working hard on. And oh, so I might as well also say, so the next Freedom Fest Friday, we can ask the question, how subversive are you? And are you looking for these new alternative autonomous zones? What, if any, kind of government do we set up? Alternative currencies, all kinds of better ways to bug out, I suppose, is what we'll find at the Subversion Summit. And we're going to have a teaser of that. And we're going to play another game show, just like we did last month. I'll be hosting the Freedom Fest Friday. And it's going to be yet some more great stuff. I mean, this is going to be our biggest and best Freedom Fest yet, I think.
I do too. I'm really excited. We say that every year. It's just amazing. You come to and you say, go, it can't get any be better than this. And then the next year we have even more that's different and exciting. And, you know, it's as one subscriber, or one attendee said, I just heard him as I was headed toward the bathroom. He said, you know, Freedom Fest is wall-to-wall excitement.
That's an excellent explanation of what it is.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for being a part of today's show. If folks want your specific investment advice, you know, so you've got the what's the TNT? Well, you've got Fast Money. Is it Five Star? Is
that I've got the Five Star Trader. We have the Home Run Trader, the TNT Trader, and then Fast Money Alert that I do with Jim Woods. And then my monthly newsletter with a weekly voicemail, a hotline, is called Forecasts and Strategies. I've been doing that for 42 years. So if anybody goes to freedomfest.com, I'm sorry, if they go, I'll give you my own personal website, markskousen.com. So that's Mark, S-K-O-U-S-E-N, markskousen.com. They can find out about my newsletter.
Excellent. And of course, Freedom Fest is tattooed all over our website. So thank you so much for being a part of today's show. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthtoday.com is here, where you can visit Mark's show page, get the links to his investment advice and Freedom Fest, and so much more. Thank you again for being a part of the show. I'm Heather Wagonalls, and I'm making success simple for you. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagonhalls and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliated brands are copyrighted 2022 by Heather Wagonhalls, all rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit UnlockYourWealthToday.com.